Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Mourinho crank up the pressure on Maresca.
What a second half from Brighton. It's a horrible afternoon at the bridge for Enzo Maresca.
Is Nuno a perfect fit at West Ham?
Freddie Potts is one to watch. He was player of the season initially at Wickham a couple of seasons ago. He then moved up a division to Portsmouth, where he did extremely well. He's now Premier League ready, I think.
And who's in the form of his life in Serie A?
Oh, lovely move! A second goal!
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh. This is Football Fast No Faff. Let's go Route 1 in association with Jolson's, and more on them later. Remember when Chelsea were touted as title contenders? It was only a couple of weeks ago. There was that nice little wave of optimism after the Conference League and Club World Cup successes. It gave the Blues' top four finish a lovely shiny gleam. There was the growing sense that Enzo Maresca, post-Abramovich Chelsea's fifth manager in 3 years, was finally the man to give shape to Chelsea's bloated squad. Well, that faded quickly. Chelsea's meek victory over Lincoln City in the Carabao Cup is their only win in the last five games. Their last two Premier League matches have been similar debacles, beaten comfortably by Manchester United and Brighton after destabilising red cards. So, all of a sudden, Maresca is under real pressure. And what he needs right now is a couple of easy fixtures to get back on track. No such luck, I'm afraid. Tonight, the most beloved Chelsea manager of all, Jose Mourinho, returns to Stamford Bridge with Benfica. Now, Mourinho's powers are waning, but his ability to frustrate will never fade. This won't be easy. And this weekend, Arne Slot's Liverpool will be in town looking to get back on track after losing to Crystal Palace. Chelsea were fortunate enough to catch Liverpool a few days after their Premier League title celebrations last season and earned a crucial 3-1 win. But prior to that, they had been 10 games without a victory against the Reds. Win these matches and all is well again. For a few weeks at least, it's still Chelsea. Lose them and the Blues will be into an extended bad run of results. We've seen plenty of Chelsea managers sacked for less than this. It's a huge week for Maresca, arguably the biggest of his career so far. The only good news? Well, with Mourinho now at Benfica, there's no standout sentimental candidate waiting to replace him in the wings. Well, not unless Todd Boehly's been keeping up on Coventry's results. Starting a new business can be incredibly daunting. I've done it 3 times now, it still gives me the heebie-jeebies. However, my most recent venture, this one, was a lot less stressful thanks to Jolson. They're a B Corp certified commercial law firm, which means they're committed to using their business as a force for good through their social and environmental performance, while also, you know, they're really, really good at what they do. From startup to exit and everything in between, they've worked with brands like Innocent, Proper, Addison Lee, Tenzing and Lucky Saint to name just a few. And Jolson are offering 10 listeners of this podcast a free legal consultation with one of their lawyers on issues relating to fundraising, IP, manufacturing, partnership agreements or employment issues. All you have to do is visit www.jolsonlaw.com/route1 to submit your request. Jolson guided us through company setup, investment, shareholder agreements, all the legal stuff that To be quite honest, it terrifies me. If you want stress-free expert legal advice for your business, check out www.jolsonlaw.com, proud sponsors of this week's Route 1, and you'll find all of those details in the episode description. The Nuno era at West Ham began last night, and it went okay, actually. The first half brought more of the same in that West Ham's defence struggled to deal with anything airborne and allowed Michael Keane to head home to the opener without disruption. But the second half brought some improvement, manifesting itself mostly in Malik Diouf, the Hammers' live-wire 20-year-old left-back, but also through Crescencio Somerville on the wing and even in substitute Freddie Potts, who brought some much-needed calm to the midfield. West Ham equalised through a splendid Jarrod Bowen goal and thoroughly deserved their point. Benji Lanyardo from the Totally Football Show was watching. Benji, you must be feeling better about life today.
Yeah, I mean, that felt better. There was definitely something to sort of hang your hat on in that performance. I mean, I don't want to be too reductive, but a lot of it had to do with the omission of James Ward-Prowse, not only from the starting lineup, but actually from the squad. I mean, Nuno clearly doesn't like him. He was on loan at Nottingham Forest last season and barely got a look in, and I think basically came back to us in January. And perhaps Nuno has made immediately the same decision upon arriving at West Ham. The problem with Ward-Prowse is that he's slow. He's obviously got fantastic technique. We know all about his set pieces. But in terms of the time it takes for him to kind of get his head up and choose his ball, it's often sort of slowed down the whole momentum of a move. Whereas yesterday we had initially Magassa, the young French lad that we picked up from Monaco, who's pretty big. He's fairly nimble for a big guy. He looked confident on the ball, but crucially, he received the ball and passed it on quickly to someone more creative than him. And once he picked up a yellow card, he was taken off and Freddie Potts came on to do more or less the same, perhaps in a slightly more less physical but more assured way. Freddie Potts is one to watch. He was player of the season initially at Wickham a couple of seasons ago. He then moved up a division to Portsmouth, where he did extremely well. He's now Premier League ready, I think, and will start making more performances like this. So he was a real bright spark, as was the general vim and vigour that came with having Magassa and Potts instead of James Ward-Prowse. And of course, our left flank with Malik Diouf, who really does look like some player with a hell of an engine and an excellent cross on him, combining with Crescencio Somerville, who just showed this real willingness to run at players and has clearly been encouraged to do that by Nuno. I mean, that is his sort of Callum Hudson-Odoi position. We know that he likes making that player roam and rove. We look pretty dangerous there. So yeah, all in all, an encouraging start.
Benji Lanyardo is the CEO of Picfair. Check them out today if you're an amateur or professional photographer looking for a simple way to monetize your work. Details are in the episode description. Well, before the Champions League gets going again, we thought it was a good time for an old favourite feature. It's time for rock and roll football statistics. Helena, fire up the fenders. First up, it's my favourite metric, the old individual G minus XG. Or in human terms, who's scoring way more than they should be? And it's Harry Kane who leads the way, though there is a strong argument that his performances have been too big for the sample size. He's basically broken football analytics. Harry Kane has scored 10 goals from 15 shots in 4.5 Bundesliga games. The data says he should only really have 5.5 goals. Though 5.5 goals is still a pretty good return for 4.5 games. Second on the list, though, is a young man I haven't heard about. I bet Seb Stafford-Bloor has. Chan Azun at Eintracht Frankfurt. He's just 19. He's scored 5 goals, one in every Bundesliga game he's played this season. He scored them from midfield too. Now, the data says he should only have 1.4 goals, but he's clearly having a moment right now, and he's extremely highly regarded over there. He was approached by the German national team, but he opted to go with his parents' country, Turkey, and he's made 3 appearances there. I think he's one to watch out for. At the other end of the scale, though, spare a thought for Union Berlin striker Andre Illich. He's had 14 shots, a total XG of 3. One of them was a penalty. He missed that. He's missed everything. He's got no goals. Teams that play Roma frequently have no goals either, largely, we think, because of goalkeeper Mile Sevilla. He's faced 14 shots on target this season. He's saved 13 of them at a rate of 92.9%. And who do you think has made the most saves in the Premier League this season? I'll pad a little and buy you some thinking time. It's Martin Dubravka, of course. 23 saves, you're going to get kept busy at Burnley. But here's a worrying thing for Spurs fans. Second on the list is Vicario. And finally, did you know, since Christian Pulisic made his AC Milan debut, no player has more goals and assists in Serie A. No, not even Lautaro Martinez. 27 goals, 19 assists. That's 46 in total in just 75 games. That's absolutely superb. Hopefully, his impressive consistency brings a bit of joy to US men's national team supporters, because goodness knows they need some right now. The Champions League is back tonight. It's like it never went away. As we mentioned at the start of the show, the ghost of Chelsea's past returns to his old haunt. If Jose Mourinho's Benfica win tonight, that will be two defeats from two for the Blues in this competition. Liverpool faced their first trip to Galatasaray since Robbie Fowler scored a brace in a 3-2 defeat in 2006. Current Gala boss Okan Buruk was also on the score sheet that day. Tottenham are seeking to extend their 100% record over Bodo/Glimt, which of course started in last year's Europa League semi-finals. And Atletico Madrid welcome current Champions League leaders, it's fun to say, Eintracht Frankfurt. That could be a fun one. There have been 12 goals in Atleti's last two games and 17 in Eintracht's, and a good chance to watch out for that Can Özun kid that I was talking about earlier. Two teams will host their first ever Champions League matches, and the guests of honour could barely be more regal. Kairat Almaty welcome Real Madrid, while Paphos FC take on Bayern Munich. Atalanta host Club Bruges in the battle of the black and blue striped kit clubs that everyone quite likes. Two sides sitting third domestically meet as Marseille take on Ajax, and Inter's trip to Slavia Prague completes our Tuesday lineup. You can catch every match on TNT in the UK. There are eight championship fixtures tonight, the pick of which pits table-topping Middlesbrough against third-place Stoke. Fourth-place Bristol City could take advantage of any slip-ups if they beat Ipswich. And Sheffield United could potentially vacate the foot of the table if they follow up Saturday's win at Oxford with another at home to Southampton. All games kick off at 7:45 and all are on Sky Sports. Plus, there are six EFL Trophy games also on Sky Sports, six National League games on DAZN, and the footballing gods have even thrown in a rescheduled Valencia-Oviedo game for good measure. That was Route 1. It was football fast, no faff. It's here every weekday at about 3 p.m. If you like it, give it a follow. If you really like it, give it a review. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your audio producer was Helena Fremantle. Chris Smith was in the writer's room. Lola Katz Roberts and Sophie Manners were on socials. If you were looking for a YouTube video either yesterday or today, I'm so sorry. I haven't been very well. But I'll be back in the office tomorrow, so normal service will be resumed. We'll see you then.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.